Hardline. It is Friday. It's time to have fun, and that's why we call it Friday Fun.
Wow. Is that why?
Yeah.
I never
knew
that.
What I heard.
Thank you.
I can't wait for this, by the way.
Okay. So, were you guys here when we were doing Bigfoot talk? Mark?
Mark that.
What are we not doing Bigfoot talk?
Fair. So, recently, the Cobra was telling us about a story. I think it was when Danny was on the coast for spring break.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling us about Oklahoma trying to get some pub by offering a $2 million bonus or reward, bounty, if you will, for the capture of Bigfoot. And you had to capture it alive, which seems like a...
Impossible?
Yes, it seems yeah. rather impossible. Unless you could... Do you get one of those, like, boxes with a stick?
And then put a cookie in there?
And put, like, a...
or a ham?
A disregarded...
bait.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. I don't want to bring household pets into this, so I'm just going to leave them out of it. But anyway, I don't know how you capture Bigfoot, but I also know this. If Bigfoot could be captured, he's not in Oklahoma. This is a Pacific Northwest.
Are we sure?
North Northwest, probably into Canada situation. He's not in Oklahoma. Come on, that's ridiculous. You need hundreds of miles of just wilderness. Oklahoma has woods. I'm not saying they don't.
Maybe he's affordably vacationing at Broken Bow.
Well, it's lovely, but I just don't. I'm skeptical on whether that $2 million bounty will ever be had. But anyway, during the course of the conversation, we got discussing our normal Bigfoot. We went down the normal Bigfoot roads that we travel here. Who doesn't love discussion of the Sasquatch? My wife, who does get mad at me periodically, famously got really angry at me for convincing my oldest son that Bigfoot is absolutely real and don't let anybody tell you he's not. Because, you know, I like to think that there's stuff out there. I'm not saying I fully believe it, but I'm also not willing to say
the chances are small,
impossible.
But there's still a chance.
Still a chance. I think I heard a Rogan interview with a survivalist who was making the case for a Sasquatch-type animal existing up there in BC, and I might have gone along with it for a little while. Anyway, one of the most famous pieces of audio here in the early going on the ticket, and I mean early, were the Musers talking about Bigfoot. Now, this was, according to my research, the year 2000. This is 21 years old.
Pre-9/11.
Pre-9/11. When we were...
Pre-pandemic.
Pre-pandemic. Yes. So, what you're about to hear is a piece of audio that has been found. On it will be a piece of audio that was found that day. I know, it's inception, but that's how audio works around here. The day is January 25, 2004. Do you know what that was?
No.
That was the 10th anniversary party of the ticket at the Hard Rock Cafe. Do you remember that?
I do.
That day, the station put Dunham and Miller back on 2 to 5. And kind of had people in their original spots. I'm not sure where they put Bob and Dan, probably out in the parking lot. But they had a big day, and the Dunham and Miller show was on, and they were going over a list of top 10 moments in ticket history for, of course, the first 10 years. So you are going to hear them setting up the audio and then playing the audio, but I think you're going to enjoy this very much. We can start and stop if you boys want, or we can just hop in our Wayback Machine to 2004, where they're listening to a piece of audio about from the year 2000. Ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Well, as voted by the P1, number 9 on the list of top 10 ticket moments, probably the funniest conversation that we think we've ever gotten into on our show, although it may be a, you know, I don't know, 50-way tie for first. Yeah. We think back of a lot of the moments that have cracked us up. But this cracked us up as much as any. I had just come back from vacation where I saw on vacation a show on the Discovery Channel on the legend of Sasquatch or Bigfoot.
Yes.
So I'm telling Jub-Jub and Gordo about this Bigfoot show and how ridiculous it was. These people were trying to track Bigfoot in the woods and they were looking for footprints and they set up these cameras, but they, of course, never did capture any video of them. So we started talking about those kind of monsters, Loch Ness Monster, things like that. And somehow we got into Bigfoot possibly playing in the NBA and possibly playing for the Mavericks. And we want to thank Roy from Sports World, a longtime P1, one of the oldest friends of this show. Roy, from day one, was taping all of our stuff that we would do on the ticket. And Roy has this huge library at home of the ticket over the years. He has it all cataloged. He's got tapes and tapes and tapes and tapes of probably a room full of cassette tapes of our show. And Roy shows up today here at the Hard Rock and says, look, I've got a cassette and it's got Sasquatch talk on it. So thank you to Roy. Here it is, as voted by you, the ninth best moment in ticket history, the day we got sidetracked and talked about the possibility of Bigfoot joining the Mavericks.
I think there may be something to the Bigfoot thing.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, how big is he? Is he like 9 foot tall? Is that how much they speculate that he is?
Yeah, they make up that he's probably about 9 feet tall.
Yeah, 7 to 9 feet tall. Somewhere in the Sean Bradley range.
More filled out.
If they did find him, Nelly would
draft him.
Cuban would, I guarantee.
Right. You imagine him?
Little difficult to make out, but he said, of course, if they could find him, Nelly would want to draft him, which, of course, is a joke that Nelly would draft every single project out there. So I just wanted to... I realize...
It holds up.
Yeah.
With somnum.
I realize that it's slightly difficult to make out every word, so here you go.
9 feet tall. Somewhere in the Sean Bradley range. More filled out.
If they did find him, Nelly would
draft him.
Cuban would, I guarantee.
Right. You imagine him posting up people and holding his hand up.
What if he was great?
Yeah. Of course, he doesn't run the court. He just walks back.
Right. Just like he does.
Like
a
chief. Yeah. Like he does that. Patterson Brown. Basically like Chief Bromden when he was playing basketball.
Hold your hands up, Chief. Hold them up there.
But he takes such big steps, he can make it down the court in about 3 steps.
Right.
He is the only guy that physically could match up with Shaq.
Yeah.
He's the only guy big enough to stop Shaq, so that's why NBA teams are trying to find him.
Look at that. Shaq's going to take a Sasquatch tonight.
He becomes a real celebrity, and they're spotting him out at the Viper Room in L.A. with girls.
He hit the Dallas Mavericks and what? 30 straight.
Basket by Sasquatch.
God, that'd be great.
Bigfoot. That's what it would say on the back of his Mavericks jersey, just Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, number one.
Yeah. And whenever they would go play Portland or Seattle in the Pacific Northwest, he'd have a lot of ticket requests.
Yeah.
Joke about this, but somewhere right now, the Nellies are sitting around listening going, I'll be damned if that might not work. I bet you he's been on their board for the past 3 years, but he doesn't surface in time.
Well, we're going to draft him if he comes out.
And you know what? They wanted to draft him last year, but instead they took the joke player Wang Zhuzhu.
Right.
They wanted to waste that second round pick on some big joke.
You know, we can probably convince Cuban to do that next year. We'll take him late second round.
Imagine how much news that would make. Drafting Bigfoot. If he's ever found, he's required to play for the Mavericks.
And they go to the TNT guys. Ernie Johnson, and the only film they have of him is that
scouting film.
Here you get a look at Bigfoot.
Whoa, no, Peter Vesey, think of that.
Reported to be 7'10", 402 pounds.
What, do you want to bet that John Thompson or Rick Majerus would talk about his great skills and how he's one of the up-and-coming players?
He's got a great upside.
Yeah, he's real raw right now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man, that was funny. Oh.
So anyway, that's the TV viewing I had for
I'm
you.
Sure I'm glad you caught that show.
That's the hardest I've laughed in the last 10 years.
Probably. Maybe.
Just stupid. But it's just, Ed is the hardest I have ever, I mean, I was about to start crying again listening to that.
Just picturing Bigfoot in a Mavericks uniform lumbering up and down the court and how the NBA world was kind of caught off guard by this draft pick.
The two things that killed me then and still kill me, his number and name,
yeah.
You know, his name on the back, Bigfoot, and then your comment about when they played Portland or Seattle, he had to leave a lot of tickets.
Because that's where he's always cited, in the Pacific Northwest.
And, oh, God.
And I also had this funny mental image, just listening back to that again, of Bigfoot. You know, we talked about how he'd kind of lumber around. He'd be right. Real slow. And they throw it into Shaq, and Shaq goes around him and dunks. And Nelly kind of gets up and crosses his arms, and he's real mad at Bigfoot because of the slow movement on defense. And he just, you know, he's got to yank him out of the game. And when Bigfoot comes over to the bench, Nelly's got to get up in his face. And,
boy, would you dare do that, though?
I don't know.
Dare get in Bigfoot's face?
I don't know.
And think of the hard fouls he would have.
Yeah.
Some little guard going up to lay it up, and Bigfoot just clobbers him and takes him out.
And the guard gets up and wants to fight, but realizes it's Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Kind of like backs off.
This thing looking like Chewbacca standing there. Oh, man, that was funny.
So thank you, Roy, for bringing
thanks,
that
Roy.
Tape.
So there you go.
Man, Junior did have the line of the decade with that leave some extra tickets when you play in Seattle. Holy crap.
I'm so happy the unticket exists because I was able to find that there.
Just, George, also the very monotone PA basket Sasquatch.
That's goodbye, Sasquatch. Gosh, that's a classic, and it always stays very high on my rankings, you know, when I think back to stuff that just makes me laugh. There's a chance that most of the high rankings have either George or Corby laughing hysterically in the background, or both in the case of the Jerputt.
True.
Which I believe was also relived either today or yesterday on the ticket.
Gosh, has that been 5 years now?
Oh, yeah. 5 years.
Jeez.
Oh, was that 2016?
At least so.
It was the year of the Masters that we went, right?
When you won your major?
Yeah. That was 5 freaking years ago. You know what? That actually came up on a social timeline of mine of me sinking the putt.
Still got it?
A photo. No, I haven't played since.
We were supposed to do it last year again.
Yeah.
Gosh, we got to bring
COVID. And then we got the Wuhan flu.
We
got
to bring that beat back. But first, we have to work on a screenplay where you're chopping wood.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys arrive in a helicopter to ask if you'll play one more time. And you got to say, just had a baby. I promise my wife.
My life is different now.
Yeah, I'm different now. I'm not that guy anymore. I promised her I would never do it again. But we talk you into it because the country needs you.
The country needs me?
To prove you can win it again.
Yeah.
To keep.
I don't think she'd have much of a problem with it.
If you want to go play golf, I mean.
It's three holes, Bob. I mean, I'm not asking to go to Lajitas for 4 days.
But. Maybe you should.
Maybe that's where it should happen.
Oh, wow. All right. Up next, we follow up on things from a Friday on the ticket.